Scholastic Audio presents The Big Splash by Jack Ferriolo. Read for you by Sean Schemmel. Chapter 1. He approached me as I made my way into the caf for lunch. He was small and wiry, with a face that would have been more at home on a rodent. His jaw moved slowly and with great purpose as it worked over a piece of fruit gum, the kind that gave off a sickeningly sweet smell but lost its flavor after 3 chews. His name was Joey Ranone, a.k.a. the Hyena, and I knew who he worked for.
"Stevens,"
he spit out.
"Mr. Biggs wants to see you."
A short, high-pitched giggle ended his sentence, justifying his nickname. He scanned the crowd constantly as we walked, his head swiveling back and forth in a herky-jerky motion, like a lawn sprinkler with the hiccups. "Tell him to call my secretary and make an appointment," I replied.
"It wasn't a request."
"Everything is a request. Ever heard of freedom of choice?" He stopped walking.
"All right, smart guy. Here's your choice. You can choose to talk to Biggs, or you can choose to get popped."
He sneered at me, revealing teeth that had enjoyed one jawbreaker too many. His right hand went to the side pocket of his cargo pants. There was a lump there, the approximate size and shape of a squirt gun. Smart guy that I was, I got the message. He raised an eyebrow and waited for my response.
"You know, I've been wanting to talk to Vinny for a while," I said. "Today's as good a day as any."
"Good choice."
He started walking again. I followed. The place was packed with seventh graders, not a huge stretch for a middle school cafeteria at lunchtime. It was spaghetti day, so the air was thick with the smell of government-supplied tomato sauce. Joey walked in front of me, cutting a swath through the crowd. Nobody wanted to accidentally bump into him because they would accidentally get bumped back, only 10 times harder. Joey wasn't a big kid, but he was crazy, and crazy trumped size. Size could be negotiated with. Nobody knows what to do with crazy. Vinny Biggs' table was in the back right corner of the caf, strategically chosen for its view of the entire room. Vinny sat with his back to the wall so that only ghosts had a shot of sneaking up on him. As Joey and I approached, 2 hulking eighth graders moved to block our path. Joey gave them a barely perceptible nod. Before I could protest, they lifted me off the ground and guided me toward the wall, as gently as 2 grizzlies playing with a bunny rabbit.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?